Oh, well, Muhammad's a competitor. You know, I think you noticed that from day one when he gets here. He just competes, whether it's practice, ping pong, you know, game day, he's a competitor. And so he celebrates when he makes plays, and he takes ownership when he doesn't, for sure. And but he's one of those guys, I mean, he's consistent, you know. He never really loses his confidence or gets flustered. He just continues to battle, which is impressive to see.
Did the two of you build a particularly strong bond here this offseason? Because I know Julio wasn't as available out of commission. So,
I think so. You know, I think it started really from when he first got here. I remember 2 years ago when we signed him, he came down and we worked together in Miami with the group. And I just came away from that, you know, really impressed with his work ethic and his ability to communicate. And I think over the course of the 2 years, I think that relationship has grown. And we're very much on the same page. I think he's done a lot of really good things for us. But I think as far as understanding each other, he's one of the guys probably that's been the easiest to work with throughout my career, because he works his butt off and is accountable, you know, day in and day out.
And last thing, can you do a good impersonation of him?
Oh, man.
And his voice went up to about 8 octaves.
Yeah, he's got a little bit high voice when he gets excited. But most of the stuff he can't really say for interview. But he gets excited, which is cool.
Well, I don't know if you tried to do one at it.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
But how do you assess Buffalo's secondary and the quarterbacks? They're having a lot of passes.
Yeah, I think their defense has done a good job. Secondary, like you mentioned, has been stout. The defense in general hasn't given up many points and has played really well in the first 3 weeks. I think as far as the scheme, you know, there are some similarities to what we saw against Carolina in the past. Obviously, with their head coach having been the defensive coordinator in Carolina, we would expect to see some similarities there. You know, as far as the personnel, I think the rookie's done a good job. You know, he's a good player for coming in early. We know some of the other three guys have played against them in different spots, and they're all talented. So I think the defense looks good, and they've done a really good job early on.
Matt, do you guys send a message with your deep balls even if you don't connect? Does that send a message to the defense?
Well, we want to connect. Okay. that's the biggest thing. We haven't really we didn't really hit any in the last game, but we've been, you know, pretty efficient throwing the ball down the field really throughout his career. Mm-hmm. But it certainly backs things off. You know, we're willing and able to go take shots down the field when they give us looks to do it, and we're going to continue to do that. We feel like we're going to hit them when we get those opportunities.
What are the traits of Sean McDermott defense?
They're aggressive, you know, very aggressive. Front four, they've got good players. Linebackers are very good against the run. That's something that we've seen, you know, from Carolina. They've got some of the best in the league. And so, you know, I think that carryover is the same. I think in the secondary, a lot of quarters type coverage, which they do a great job with. They have a ton of different pressures. They give you a lot of different looks, and they put a lot of stress on your pass protections. And so, you know, that's something that we'll have to do a great job of. I think communication on our end, making sure everybody's on the same page, is going to be really important this week.
I guess we're talking about Darius could be back. How much of a difference does he make if he's in there?
Well, he's a great player. That's for sure. I think anytime you have great players that you're going against, it makes it more difficult. But we'll see where, you know, everybody's at the end of the week.
And what about those two edge guys that you see from them?
Well, I think, you know, their edge pass rush has been pretty good, you know, through the first three games. I'm not exactly sure what their statistics are in sacks, but they've gotten a lot of pressure, which is one of the reasons I think their pass defense has been so good. You know, I think when you affect the quarterback and you get people off their spot and make them move, it's difficult. So that's going to be a great challenge for us up front.
How is it having a weapon like Taylor that you can, you know, hit deep, throw underneath?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's been huge for us the 2 years he's been here. Really, you know, his ability to make plays with ball in space is as good as anybody. And, you know, he's another weapon that people have to account for and have to defend. And, you know, that's, I think, what helps us be productive on offense is that we have guys like Taylor or Julio or Muhammad or both our backs. I mean, just a lot of, you know, different people that you have to account for. And we're willing and able to use any of those guys at any time.
Knox found a stat that said he got that he was going
20.58 miles per hour.
He said that was slow.
What was going towards him, 20 and a half? He was running?
On the touchdown.
I guess that's pretty good. I don't know. It's faster than I can run. I know that much.
He said he could beat the freeze, too.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the Braves? Yeah, I think Turbo would get him. I'm fairly confident he's got some good top end.
Brady said that he actually doesn't mind the way the schedule's worked out, where you're playing different teams and you don't see any division opponents until the midpoint second half of the season. Do you fall in that category as well?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, to me, it's been, you know, haven't played for as long as I have. They all shake out different. And, you know, I think when you have the approach that we have as an organization and as a team of really being locked in for that 1 week, division, conference, AFC, who cares? You know, let's get prepared. Let's do the same thing we do every week and get locked in that way. So, you know, it doesn't really throw me off all that much. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's always a critical area. When you get your opportunities down there as an offense, you got to come away with touchdowns. And that's something we've done a pretty good job of throughout the first 3 weeks of the season. But for sure, that'll be, you know, important on Sunday. If and when we get our ops down there, we've got to take advantage of it.
What's the most impressive run that you feel Devontae's made?
He's made a lot of them. This season, gosh, it was in a 4-minute drill against Green Bay. We ran inside zone off to the right, and his patience to be able to wait, I forget what play number it was, but his patience to be able to wait at the line of scrimmage, let it sort out, then knife through, and then he kind of wind back and cut back to the left for about a 10-yard run in a 4-minute situation was not many people can do that, to have the explosiveness that he has, to have the patience that he has, to have the vision that he has. That was an impressive run.
He talks about that all the time, vision, and just how important that is. He teaches that to other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, experience helps that, but you got to have, you know, some natural just feel to be able to do those things. And you know, his feel, his vision is really as good as anybody I've been around.